Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Serwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with IMS student Jim Wong about his beatboxing talents.
You are from China originally, correct?
Yes, I'm from China, the southern part of China, and it's right beside a city called Hong Kong.
How did you come to be at the Iowa Mennonite School?
Okay, so the first part I'm looking for a school that can achieve my dream, which I want to be a roller coaster designer. I'm impassioned to being a designer for like 6 and 7 years, and I'm looking for over the school. My mom said you have to find a place as safety. The mostly different from the other people is I want to find a place that does not have that much Chinese populations, so I can get involved, engage with the local culture.
You've gained some notoriety for your ability at beatboxing, so how did that kind of start?
It was when I was in junior high school, and I watched a video from a guy called Rip Swan, which became my idol. It's a way to express yourself. It's not just imitating the instrumental music. It's a form of art. So I find out I can be so much creative in this skill, so that's why I'm choosing to beatbox.
So did you teach yourself, or did someone like kind of show you the ropes?
At the beginning, I think my mom wasn't really supporting me because she think it wasn't a nice hobby to do. But I looked over some videos, I learned some basic sound. But after that, I told myself that I have to have my own things. So I just practice. And like I said, it's like drawing. Each different sound effect is different markers. Every beatboxer is an artist, so we just throw what we want to express ourselves.
Have you won like competitions or anything like that? Is there sort of a competition structure for this type of thing?
To be honest, I'm kind of new start here. I only been a big competition in a couple of years. Like first of all, 2015, I won the Chinese National Beatbox Top 16. And this year, I won more. I've been like top 4 in my city and top 8 in another state, and top 16 in the Southern Chinese Beatbox Championship, and top 16 in Chinese Tag Team Championship, and top 32 in male group.
Okay, that's a lot of stuff. So what do you enjoy most about competing against other people?
To be honest, I'm not very a competitive person. Like, when you get on stage, when you compete with other people, people like trying to attack each other. But for me, it's a form of art. I would much more enjoying the performance.
Now, you've also gained some popularity via YouTube. So what's that been like to kind of have your name out there on the internet?
I absolutely upload video in China and get some popularity there. But I'm just fresh starting in YouTube. I wasn't really thinking about to be famous or anything, but I just want to be myself. And those people who can enjoy my beatbox and feels it's kind of joyfulness to listen to it, that's my purpose.
All right, so now you said that you want to go into roller coaster design, but as far as the beatboxing is concerned, where do you see like going with that?
In the future, I would like to major myself in mechanical engineering, but my minor major will be either art or music, and I think that would definitely help my beatbox as well.
Okay, so is this something that you could see yourself doing like for as long as you live?
For sure, the roller coaster part is. I'm not quite sure what the beatbox will go. I'm thinking about to keep competing, but I'm thinking about to do loop station, which is another way to express beatbox in a brand new style. Well, like I said, it's a way to create your own world. So I feel it's fantastic about it. So I'm gonna keep doing it.
So what year are you here at IMS, and like how old are you?
Currently, I'm 18 years old, just had my 18th birthday past summer, and I came here in 2013 as a freshman.
Is 18 like kind of an average age for like these beatboxing competitions, or are you like on the young side or the old side?
I would say I'm still at the young side. We still have like lots of years to go, and there's still definitely more space to improve.
All right. Anything else that you'd like to let our listeners know about?
Just telling you people that beatbox is not just like imitating different instrumental. It's a form of art. For example, people hear beatbox just like it's just like a simple beat.
The boots and pants.
Yeah, boots and cats, right? Yeah, that's how I learned before. But I found out, like I said, beatbox is like a drawing. I have each different sound. For example, I have and have ow. And then we can sort of create a picture. We put all the sound together and it became. Something like that.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Jim Wong. You can hear this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.